All right, everyone, welcome to the post day one of E3 2010 PadreCast, coming to you from Los Angeles. I'm here with Jerkface Fave, who just experienced his first time ever at E3, and this is one of my several times I've been to E3. But it really struck me this year. It was a little overwhelming on the first day, I think. Everybody rushes in, everybody gets on, hops on the games, you get big crowds. Very hot, very uncomfortable, and it's in that environment it's kind of tough to also evaluate games, but we do our best. So Dylan, your first time there, what do you think so far?
It's very hot and sweaty.
I recovered that.
Yes, I have to reiterate that, though. It's very uncomfortable. I thought they'd do a little more for the air conditioning, honestly.
And you're naturally sweaty, is that right?
Yeah, I have perforated sweat glands. Thanks for bringing that up. No, I don't. I don't actually.
Oh well, that's a shame. That would explain a lot. But so we had some time today. It was about 6 hours. The show floor was open, and we had to deal with some parking issues getting in and traffic issues getting out with the Lakers and Celtics game that was going on, and it was a real mess downtown. And but again, we're here to cover the game. So we spent a lot of time outside of when I was trying to relax due to some head issues I was having. But spent a lot of time looking at the sport, a few of the sports games in particular, Madden 11, NCAA 11, and EA MMA were the ones we kind of concentrated on today. And then we also spent some time over at UFC at the THQ booth, where they had some fighters in playing through a tournament, and then got a chance to meet some and those type of things. So highlight of the day for you, Dylan.
Highlight of the day for me was getting to meet some of the UFC fighters.
Which ones were there?
They had Mike Swick, Cain Velasquez, Gray Maynard, Joe Stevenson, Jens Pulver, Nate Quarry, Dan Hardy. I think that was all of them.
Yeah, and Dana White was actually around too. I walked by him in the hall, but I think he disappeared at some point.
Yeah, there was a little controversy. We heard some of the THQ guys talking. The show was supposed to start at 2. It didn't end up starting until about 3. I guess Dana White took off unexpectedly, and they tried to reach him. He just never came back.
Yeah, I think I saw that. I saw that moment. He just, bolting. And he was gone for good, I guess. But the show went on. They had a tournament. Do you remember who won that?
Jens Pulver.
Yeah. He beat Cain Velasquez in the final, I think.
That's right.
Yeah, and we had and Bruce Buffer was there announcing everything. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So that was that was fun. That was more of a fun thing than an informative thing. But I also got to walk by a few celebrities I recognized. Scott Porter from Friday Night Lights, Hero from Heroes, and Mini-Me, Vern Troyer, who was playing Madden. So those were highlights. In previous years, it's been like Keenan Ivory Wayans and Sinbad. This year it was those few that I noticed the most. So let's talk a little bit about the games, though. I think we should go into that.
Okay.
Of the three, NCAA, Madden, EA Sports MMA, which one do you think you enjoyed the most?
Probably EA MMA, just because it's a completely new experience.
Yeah, I was really impressed with EA Sports MMA, and we still have 4 months till that releases, but it's in pretty good shape now. Probably the biggest complaint about the game from videos that have been up over the past few months is that the striking didn't seem to have enough force behind it. Do you think when you're playing, I mean, I think we walked away with a sense that it plays more solid than it looks when you're just watching it on a video.
Yeah, the controls are a lot more responsive when you actually have them in your hands, and the strikes go with a rumble feature, mm-hmm. So you can feel them in your hands when you strike. The controls are a lot more intuitive than you'd think they'd be. It's a little awkward for the first couple minutes, but after that, it's kind of easy to catch on to.
Yeah, it uses the right stick for most of the strikes, and the left bumper, left trigger, modifies it into kicks. And then we also have the transitions. It's one button transitions, something we talked about a little bit in the quick impressions. There are some elements of the game that may be too simplified. I don't know. I mean, I think it's good from an accessibility standpoint. but a few weeks down the road, a few months down the road, is everything going to come a little too easy? I don't know. But we definitely, I think, enjoyed that, even though you beat my ass every time we played.
Yes, I
but,
did.
Yeah, but it was cool. And it was really, they only had about 20% of the roster implemented in the build at E3. But impressive. I mean, graphically, it looks really good. The fighter movement, I think, looks really natural. And even on the ground, somewhere where maybe UFC seems a little too mechanical on the ground, I don't think that's the case in EA MMA. It's probably what I came away most impressed with. NCAA football was another one I think we both liked a lot. And people at home, you guys have the demo. We didn't get the chance to play the demo, but this this build we have here is essentially the final build. The demo comes from maybe a month, maybe 2 months back. It takes a while to build those and then get them through certification. So I can't really say what's better about the game compared to the demo, but I can say that I really like the game. The presentation, it's probably going to wear off over time, sure, but the ESPN stuff definitely adds a lot. I was really impressed with the replays. I thought the replays looked fantastic. And then the locomotion totally changed the feel of gameplay, and that's probably... Everybody who plays the demo probably recognizes that too. You don't really get the sense of that until you play it. And so it totally changed the way I actually went at offense, which was I liked running the ball, especially now, more so than I have in the past, because I felt like there's a lot more opportunity to break a big play based on skill, based on player control, with things such as cutback lanes and just how tight those controls are. But at the same time, it recognizes momentum and everything. Where I had a problem was on defense. I tended to have the guy I was controlling, I'd kind of fly by the ball carrier. Either I'd try to hit stick or I'd just have the timing off. So we played, you pulled off a victory in a game that we played full way through, and it was... I think the final score was 35-21. These were 5-minute quarters, and I think we felt that you're probably going to have to play 8 minutes or so to get. Well, I can't really say that because it was so offense oriented. But in order to get a real type of flow, realistic flow, and number of plays, probably be 7, 8, 9 minute quarters. But because the game is kind of offense oriented, in our 5 minute quarters, we both had over 300 yards of offense. Do you think it's just too much? You think it's too much offense, too much oriented towards the offense, or is it that we just are behind on the defensive side and would probably improve over time and with more options to get into that on the defensive side?
Well, being that I haven't played NCAA in what is probably going on about a year and a half now, I completely almost skipped last year's game. Didn't care for it that much. This one seems a lot more fun, but the offense is pretty easy. It probably could be a little more difficult on the defensive side with that, it's the locomotion. It seems like you can overcommit to a tackle really easily. You need to hang back and really know you're going to get the guy before you go after him. It's really hard to stick people. I just gave up trying because I failed almost every single time.
Yeah, I definitely agree about that on the sticks, high and low hit sticks. So then we went from NCAA and then kind of went over to Madden, and presentation-wise, it's not quite the same. They kind of went the same direction in terms of replays and look, but it obviously doesn't have the ESPN integration, and the replays I thought maybe happened a little less frequently, and they weren't quite as good a quality. As far as gameplay, I thought, would you say they played rather similar? I got the feel that they were similar except for maybe the game speed.
Right. The Madden, just it seems like the same, almost the same game, just a little more deliberate. You can really see when guys make their cuts there, you can really see the full motion. There's not really a whole lot of quickness there. And mid-air catches kind of go off a little slow. There's not a big impact when a guy catches. It seems like he almost carries him to the ground. There's not a whole lot of impact.
Yeah, I would say also in terms of receivers, I think in both games there was a sense that maybe some catches being made that shouldn't have been in double coverage or over the top where it could have been deflected, and easy like dump passes into the flat being dropped, some passes that you would think should be, you know, not automatic, but those get frustrating over time.
Yeah, especially when they happen in both games now.
Yeah, they happen in both. It wasn't too often, but I definitely got the sense that, you know, crossing routes are going to be big. They seem to, the receivers seem to get separation in those, especially in man-to-man. And then deep routes, thrown deep. You put enough air under the ball, it seems like a receiver can go and get it without much regard for the defense. So a little bit more of that. I think it's a little more open from NCAA, a little more of the anything can happen type feel. But Madden more deliberate, like you said. Somebody on Twitter asked, so is Madden as bad as everybody's saying it is? It's not bad. It's not a bad game. The question is, is it going to be compelling enough? And for some people, just being NFL and being improved over last year, and it certainly is improved over last year. I mean, we're not saying that it's not any better, but I think that the general sense we get is that it's just marginally better.
Yeah, it's not a huge step forward. It's just a little tweaks here and there.
And that's from the gameplay sense. So the question is whether that gameplay that we feel is marginally better is going to offset things like game flow taking most of the development time, so we didn't get much in the way of online franchise, getting online team play, which I think looks pretty kind of sketchy. And EA also looking towards the boosts and the microtransactions, which has kind of rubbed people the wrong way. But I don't mean to say that Madden looks bad. I don't think it does. I think it's going to be a good game, but whether it's something, I just don't know if it's compelling enough that I'm going to be playing it more than a few weeks. Like we had, that used to be the case with NCAA football, and then Online Dynasty came around, and we played that forever in 09. And then 10, NCAA 10 was kind of like maybe what Madden 11 is this year, which is more subtle improvements than anything major. But we'll see. We still have to spend a lot more time with these games tomorrow. We have a couple other games. I mean, I didn't even get a chance to play around with NBA Jam. We have meetings set up for Supremacy MMA and Quick Hit Football. We're also going to spend some time just all around browsing a few of the other sports titles. Probably won't get too deep into them, just not enough time. And then also just browsing the floor, checking out some other games, non-sports games even. We did get a chance. We talked about this on last night's podcast, and we did get a chance to actually see Connectimals in action this time. And so you being such a proponent of Connectimals and being so excited about Connect, what were your thoughts on the I believe there's a lion being stroked?
Right. It's a little awkward to watch because you can just pet away at that thing at a wicked pace, and it just loves every second of it.
It's like me, actually.
Right. Yeah. You can. Somebody had both hands on the Connectimal, and they're just smothering it, just rubbing it up and down all over the place, and its grin just gets bigger and bigger. It was creepy. It was creepy.
Yeah, we saw a few of those Kinect games in action, and we almost, I think, at one point, almost decided to record them just because the people, you know, they look like asses.
I was embarrassed for them to watch them do that. I would hate to have somebody see me do what those people were doing.
Yeah. It's, I'm not going to say, it's probably going to be fun for some people, and I can see the appeal of some of those games, but, for the costs involved and everything, and even on the PlayStation Move side, for the cost to buy in, I just don't see them picking up. Any other non-sports games caught your eye today? Just as we didn't even make it to the second giant show floor in the convention center. We just stuck to the one that had most of the sports titles. So what did you see maybe that caught your eye?
There was a really cool Halo Reach, like a sculpture made with all the Spartans, like life-size. That was really cool. There was a Warhammer 40K. There was a Space Marine, a full bodysuit. He was probably 10 feet tall, and he was fully... I don't know if there was a person in there. I think there was, but it was fully functional, and it was talking to you. That was pretty cool.
Nerd.
Yeah, thank you. There was a statue of a Sega classic, Splatterhouse. We took a look at that game for a few minutes. Possibly one of the goriest games I've ever seen.
Yeah, that looks cool.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, I know I want to get a few minutes with Crackdown 2 tomorrow. Just, man, you know, we'll have to find something to...
The Gears of War line was insane the entire time. If you wanted to play Gears of War, even see Gears of War, the line was probably half an hour.
Yeah, it gets pretty bad in there, and hopefully things will open up a little bit more tomorrow in the way of just getting some more hands-on time and also checking out those other games. But so this is kind of, we're winding down the day. I'm still working my ass off probably for a few more hours on uploading some videos, if it's possible. Our hotel internet connection kind of crapped out, and it's making it difficult. I've got a few up already, but I really wanted to get a few more before posting some. But then we'll have this podcast, assuming I can actually upload it. So this, you know, who knows if this actually gets listened to or not. That'll be coming. And then just follow on Twitter and Facebook throughout the day on Wednesday, as we'll be dropping some more notes. And I really tried to do as much in those places as possible. It was tough at times, just due to connection. And when I'm Twittering, I can't be playing the game. And so I'm just trying to get as much in as possible and keep you guys as interested and as possible. So yeah, you know, we're, I think, a little worn down, and we're getting there. Yeah, we're excited to get back out there tomorrow, aka Wednesday, depending on when you're listening to this, and drill into the games a little further, and then check out some other things and let you guys in on those as well. So, Dylan, thanks for joining me in this special edition of the Podcast again. We'll probably be doing another one before the week is up, I'm sure.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, you're a little cranky, but
yes,
it's this whole internet situation is causing you angst.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll be back out there, and thanks for following along. And I guess that'll do it. I'm just getting tired. All right, guys, take care.